challenge of advertising a new casino opening or an all-new expansion. I'm joined here today by Larry Bessler, the Chief Creative Officer of RPM Advertising. RPM Advertising is a marketing communications company with a long history in the casino industry. In the last 6 months of 2008 alone, RPM launched the all-new Turtle Creek Casino and Hotel, the new North Star Mohican Casino, and the all-new Horseshoe Casino Hammond. RPM was also recently rebranded Caesars Casino and Casino and Hotel in Southern Indiana into a Horseshoe, and branded and launched Red Hawk Casino. Larry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Larry, let's talk a little more about RPM's history with the casino industry and how your partnerships and knowledge base has evolved over time.
Oh, we had the fantastic opportunity of being just starting off in this industry with Jack Binion with the original Horseshoes, and grew with him, and then ultimately Harrah's purchased Horseshoe, and we grew with Harrah's and worked with them, and still do today. And along the way, we partnered with a lot of other casinos across the country, and have had a lot of opportunity to launch and open and expand various casinos.
In your dealings with the casino industry, have you noticed some sort of best practices on the operator side that you could impart to our listeners on how they can make the most of their work with RPM?
I think from starting from an all-new casino, it's very important at the very beginning and literally a year plus out to get everybody in the room and agree who we're going to be and what customer we're going to talk to and the marketplace in general and what the casino physically is going to be like and what the experience is going to be like, what the food's going to be like, and all the different offerings that are going to go on. And then from there, everyone is in lockstep, and between uniforms and players' cards and logos and amenity names and everything that goes into launching a casino, that everything ends up fitting and you know, looking and feeling and smelling like the brand that we're creating at the time.
In that process, part of that process is advertising something that doesn't exist. How do you do that effectively?
Well, it's definitely a challenge. I think we need to set up situations where you have ultimately a very strong name, a strong logo, you have a strong look, and you can lean on that to help tease and help communicate what's coming. Hopefully those art elements and those visuals will help do some of the lifting. Certainly the voice, the music, some of the key elements that really, and the vernacular of the brand, really help communicate it without having to actually see the physical structure. Obviously, there's ways of doing it with limited stock or using 3D animation, 3D modeling to kind of show a glimpse of what's coming. But a lot of it's some smoke and mirrors to get you to that opening day.
Now, as you know, the casino industry is in a very challenging time as it relates to the economy, and it's kind of moving from a growth mode to a market share battle mode, at least in a number of markets. How important is branding in the context of all of that?
Well, I think just as a disclaimer, you have to kind of take it from a case-by-case basis. If the brand has been established and there's equity in the brand, then I think you can you certainly want to frame the promotions within that brand, so you don't want to do something that denigrates the brand by giving away something or promoting something that really doesn't fit with the level of perception of the brand. On the other hand, if you don't really have much of a brand and you're fighting for every dollar, then going on sale might be really the only alternative, and then it's a lot of just fresh ideas and what's resonating with your market and the customers that you're trying to pull in the door. So, but more from an agency standpoint, we like to very much build the brand while we're doing the promotion. And obviously each medium has its strength. Certain mediums, say radio and other mediums like obviously direct mail and e-blast and such, you know, you can get away with doing a lot of more promotion-heavy stuff. But your TV, where you build the emotion, the sight, sound, and motion, we're more and more advocating the majority of the work be branded and then slotting in maybe 5 to 10 seconds, depending on the duration of the production, something that gives them a compelling reason to try us today. So we would slot in a certain nugget of that duration to push whatever we're pushing for that week or that month or that day.
Now, you do work on a lot of promotions in the casino industry. It runs on promotions. Are there any interesting new trends in the area of casino promotions that RPM has noted?
I think the ones that seem to certainly odd, car giveaways are just kind of the bread and butter that seems to constantly be something that is a very solid approach and gets people through the door. It's nothing super innovative, but it's definitely rock solid, and we do a lot of those. But some of the ones that give away an island, give away an oil rig, trip to the moon. Some of these that kind of sell the dream, certainly you never have to, very rarely you have to deliver on those prizes. They always take the cash equivalent. But anything that's kind of splashy and unusual seems to get trial. And we've had some luck in that arena.
Great. Larry, how can our listeners learn more about RPM, and how can they get in touch with you?
Well, we've got a new website we're pretty proud of, and it shows quite a bit of the work and the philosophy. It's www.rpmadv.com, or there's an 800 number, 800-475-2000, 800-475-2000. And we'd love to talk to anyone. We're very excited that we've been a part of this industry for so long, and we continue to enjoy it every day.
Larry, thanks, and we look forward to talking to you over the next months and years and charting RPM's growth and also the casino industry with you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.